Blog Talk Radio.
Live Insights Radio presents Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. Siege is a Wicca high priest, spiritual counselor, tarot card reader, and crystal ball reader. To talk with Siege, call in at 646-595-3440. And now, let's step together through the looking glass.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. Our show tonight is Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. So I want to apologize for those of you who are waiting patiently online to listen to the show. I'm going to try to patch Gary through. I think this is his number here. Hello, Gary.
Hello, here I am.
Hey, there you are.
Hi, Iggy. How you been these days?
Pretty good. I had a little problem here launching, but I think got it all taken care of. So.
Oh, I knew you would. I knew you would.
How are you, my friend? Good to see you.
I am doing well. I'm having a lot of good times here lately and enjoying this beautiful autumn that we're having, the Indian summer here in southeastern Ohio, and just having a great time, and I'm ready to do some crystal ball readings tonight for everybody out there, see what's in the looking glass for you, and I appreciate it if you just ask, when you call in, just ask one question, one per customer, so to speak, and I'll try and get as many in as I can within the next hour or so. But I'm ready to go anytime you are, Iggy.
Yeah. So let's begin here. All right. And like, I don't know if you mentioned, Gary, just make sure that it'll drag it off into a whirlwind of questions.
All right.
Here we go. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Kristen.
Kristen?
Yeah.
Okay, Kristen. Where are you from?
I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I see. Pittsburgh. That's a little, just not over the hillside from me here in southeastern Ohio. So what can I do for you tonight? What's your question, Kristen?
I was just curious on if there was any love coming my way.
Anybody, a lover coming your way?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. Let me take a breath here or two, and I'll see what the ball has to say for you. Okay, Kristen, what I'm looking at here is there's a lot of color out ahead of you. I think around the holiday season you're going to have lots of opportunities to meet people, meet some new people, and it may be an ideal time for you to come together with someone else. Up until now, it's been kind of sparse. You went through some bad relationships in the past, and you're going to get, you know, it's like you sort of have to let go of some of that baggage a little bit. And I think when you do, then the whole world's going to open up for you a little bit. It's hard to do that because that's your personal memories and experiences and stuff. But sometimes you really have to take a hard look on at those and say, do those memories and experiences serve me now? And if they don't, then drop that baggage. And I think when you do, there's a lot of color out ahead of you and a lot of opportunities coming for you. Maybe even something new by spring, later on, after the winter goes by. In the spring, there might be a flame going on there. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
All right. Relationships are usually a big question this time of year, isn't it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it is. It's almost like in the springtime, everybody jumps on board and they find somebody to be with. And then usually around the holidays, when we start getting close to Christmas and buying a lot of stuff for each other, relationships sort of tend to break off. And I don't know what the deal is with that. You know, some people actually like the crowds and everything in order to switch that around and try to find somebody, you know, around the holidays. Like I said to Kristen there, you know, she's going to have lots of opportunities for Christmas parties and Thanksgiving parties and stuff like that to meet some new people.
Mm-hmm. So what would you recommend for somebody to, when they're looking for somebody, what would you suggest maybe they do in order to maybe attract somebody into your space?
I think the main thing is what are you really looking for in a relationship? And if you're looking for security, then you must be secure in yourself. If you're looking for companionship, well, be a good companion to yourself. And that mm-hmm. way, you sort of putting that vibration out to the world, saying, I'm secure, I'm available, so on and so forth. And you attract that type of person that also says, I'm secure, I'm available, and like attracts like. And you sort of bring that other person to them, to you, by matching up with their vibrations.
Super important. Know what you
yeah.
want.
Yes, absolutely. Get clear about what you want. Get clear.
You might get something else.
That's it. I mean, if you want tall, dark, and handsome, well, that's what you have to think about, is tall, dark, and handsome, not short, fat, and ugly, you see.
Well, some people might be short and fat. Hey, I resemble some of that.
So do I sometimes.
All right. Ready to move on to the next caller here?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
All right. Good evening, this is Siege.
Yeah, hi, Siege. This is Nancy from California.
Hi, Nancy. Nice to talk to you. Long way away from here.
Yeah.
What can I do for you tonight? What's your question?
Well, my question is basically, what do you see for me in future work or service?
Future what? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Future work or service.
Work or service, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just a moment. Wow. Nancy, have you ever done anything like, how do I want to say this, outside of the normal type of work, you know, 9-to-5 kind of thing, paper pushing, factory work, or anything, you know, unusual? Have you ever done anything like that in your life?
Well, I was a mental health nurse for a long time, but as for work, I'm interested in metaphysics and out of the box.
What I'm getting here in the ball is it's a real crystal clear all the way down through the ball with some abstract kind of designs way a lot later and everything. And what that's telling me is the field is wide open there for something more esoteric in your life rather than the mundane, okay, mm-hmm. if that makes sense to you. It's not going to be a 9-to-5 kind of thing. It's going to be something that you do anytime, any place, anywhere. And if you're interested in metaphysics, if you're interested in the occult sciences and so on and so forth, then by all means, delve into that a little bit. I think you may find some employment there through that. And working with psychic abilities, ghost busting, anything along the metaphysical lines like that. There's lots of dimensions. The ball's clear, but there's lots of dimensions way on down deep inside the ball. And there's also a rainbow hue going on down there, too. So my best advice there would be to sort of delve into the mind, delve into those occult sciences and metaphysics and see where it leads you. It might lead you to a nice little lucrative job.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, I hope I've helped you there, Nancy.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
Okay, enjoy the sunny weather out there in California.
Oh, it sure will.
All right. Thank you.
So, Siege, what would you recommend to somebody who's looking to expand the horizon? I know you gave her a little bit of the read, but what would you suggest, like, maybe get specific or kind of know what you're going into or just kind of hodgepodge and taste a little bit of everything? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. In her particular thing, you mean, or just anybody in general?
Just in general, like anybody who wanted to, you know, get a little more into the metaphysical.
Yeah, I think what it is start reading books. I was an avid reader, and I still am. I go through at least a book or two a week. A lot of people, entrepreneurs and stuff, you know, gather knowledge, and they read at least a book a day. So I would say if you're interested in that kind of thing, start getting your hands on all sorts of books. Anything that interests you, anything along the lines of the paranormal or psychic abilities or anything metaphysical, energy work, you know, Qigong or Tai Chi, yoga, anything like that. And once you read, then start practicing. And
absolutely.
The more you practice, you start meeting other people, you go to groups, you rub elbows with the people that are already doing that, maybe up the path a little bit further from you, and allow mm-hmm. them to pull you along. And as you're being friendly with them and being friends, and they'll just naturally rub off on you. And next thing you know, 2 years later, you're into the metaphysics.
Yeah. Kind of like that, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, if you want to do something, you sort of have to rub elbows with the people that are already doing it.
That's true. That's true. Very true. All right. Let's move on down the caller list here.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi. I'm talking to Dorothy in Maine.
Dorothy in Maine? Okay. How are you tonight, Dorothy?
I guess I'm okay.
Okay, good. What's on your mind? What's your question?
Well, I could think of a lot of things, but I guess I will focus on what you see coming up for me, perhaps in the romance department.
Romance? All right. Let's look here. Let me get a couple breaths here real quick. Sort of relax my eyes a little bit so I can stare down into the ball here. Okay. There's a chance that there may be something coming up. It's streamlined for it, okay? As you go through life, opportunities will happen for you. Your challenge there is not to be so, how do I want to say this? Don't be so pushy. Don't be so brash in your speech and everything. Allow the experiences to unfold for you. And I think opportunities will come as you have it in your head. I want to have a lover. I want to have a romance, so on and so forth. But you're vibrating to that. Rather than going out there and trying to push the noodle up the hill, so to speak, allow the universe to unfold for you, okay? But it's streamlined for you to meet somebody. It doesn't tell me who, but I think once you do meet them, then he's going to show you some new things that you've thought about but never had the courage to try. Okay.
Okay.
There's some angel wings going on there, so this may be heaven sent a little bit. Okay. You may be guided by the Creator to experience this with this person. Okay. And then once you allow it to happen, then you're going to see some new things unfold. He'll lead you to some new areas.
Interesting, because there are a couple of people that are in my life at the moment, and I'm pretty much after listening to an astrologer, I realize I need to let one of them. I think I'm just going to let him fade away, because I think he's more in lust than anything else.
Uh-huh.
And if I hadn't asked him today, you know, after a few back and forths with the email, and I hadn't heard from him, I said, where'd you get to? And he said, I'm packing, going away for a few days. Chat when I get back. And I figured, were you going to tell me? And the other one that I've known for over 5 years, who knows me very well, he can get inside my head when I don't let other people.
Mm-hmm.
So much, I keep my psychic shields up. But this guy will know me so well, and something happened between us recently.
Mm-hmm.
The 13th, and I haven't heard, and he hasn't talked to me since, and I know it's probably because he has internet problems where he lives.
I see. Yeah.
And he doesn't talk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Step back from it all, and this is somebody new. This is somebody else coming in. So step back from those two relationships there that you were just talking about and allow this to unfold. Mm-hmm. I think there's something new coming for you. And look for the color blue. Look for the color blue in this.
Yeah.
I'll give you that little clue.
Nope, doesn't mean a thing to me.
Okay, well... Look for the color blue with this. You know, when you meet this person, okay, and start down this road with him, then you're going to be wary of the color blue for some reason. They're telling me that. Okay.
Color blue. Well, maybe that's the ocean, because my thing is, I want to move to Ireland.
Uh huh. It's all there. The possibilities are there for you, Dorothy.
Okay.
Anything is possible. But I do see there is something coming. It's streamlined for you, and there is something coming.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Enjoy yourself.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
All right.
All right. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to withinsightsradio.com. Welcome back to The Looking Glass with Siege Crystal Ball Readings. So hopefully you guys are enjoying the show, and Siege, you're doing pretty good there. I'm enjoying your reads from everybody.
Thank you very much. I'm getting quite a bit from the ball tonight. This time of year, around Halloween, the veil between this world and the spirit world is very thin right now. And as I'm sitting here, I'm getting kind of cold chills, so I know that I'm getting good readings here because I'm getting all chilled up the back of my neck. Yeah.
Cool. Now, we have some questions that have come from the chat room in private. I'll read those here in a minute. Let's take this caller right here, okay?
All right. I'm ready. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air. This is Siege. Can you hear me? Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Siege. Who am I speaking to?
This is Susie.
Hi, Susie. How are you tonight?
How are you? I'm good.
Good.
Hanging out.
Where are you calling from?
I'm hanging out with my son and his family.
I see. Okay.
In Columbus.
What? Where at?
In Columbus.
In Columbus?
His wife.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're not too far away from me then. I'm down here Wayne National Forest in southeastern Ohio.
Uh-huh.
So what's your question tonight, Susie?
Just nothing in particular. Just want a random reading if you can give me something.
Want a random reading? Okay. I can give you one thing here. Let me take a breath or two here. Look deep into the ball, and I'll tell you what I see. Okay, Susie, they're showing me a lot of color, and actually the whole ball is filled up with a lot of inclusions and stuff. As I turned the ball when I was looking down through it and trying to get into trance here a little bit, the whole ball is filled up with inclusions. There's no bare spots, if you will. On the upper right-hand corner, there's lots of color. So that tells me out ahead of you there's some happy times coming for you, little celebrations, little events. Family get-togethers, family outings. Be careful of accidents around the holidays coming up here a little bit. There's like kind of a red light flashing at me a little bit. So use a little bit of caution and all tell your family and friends just to slow down so we can all enjoy, you know, Thanksgiving dinner together, Christmas dinner, Christmas Eve, whatever. But that's coming up for you. And in the meantime, like I said, the whole ball is filled with inclusions. It tells me it's going to be you're coming into a busy time. Very busy, maybe even more so than you already have been. Okay, so lots of phone calls, lots of messages, lots of activity coming up.
Right.
All right.
Interesting. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I want to tell you that there's two paths right straight out ahead of you, and the one may lead to an education of some sort. It's really like a needle going off into the future there, and that path. You may want to take that, investigate that. It's almost like you're going to get an education coming up here real quick in some form or fashion. Have you considered going back to school?
No, I haven't really given that much thought.
Okay. If there's something that interests you, by all means, you know, take a class, you know, look into it, find some articles, whatever. But there's a particular path right out ahead of you that is going to get your attention. Okay?
That's cool. Thanks.
All right. I hope I helped you, Susie. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right.
Well done. Now, we did have some questions that they were in the private, sent to me in private chat.
Oh, sure. I'd love to.
I'll read them down. Julie, she asked, will he leave his wife for, will he leave his wife? That's all she said.
Okay. Will he leave his wife?
Mm-hmm.
For Julie. It's going to have to come to a head before he'll make a move. I can tell you that right now. He's trying to stay within the box, and it's not working. It hasn't worked. It's probably not going to work, but it's what's going to have to happen is there's going to have to be an explosion of some sort, and the reason I'm saying that is because straight out of this box that I'm seeing in the middle of the ball is this little explosion of color, and what that tells me is it's going to have to come to a head before he'll make a decision. Get off his butt and make it a reality. If you two are going to be have a relationship, then some things have to shake up. It's as simple as that.
All right, Julie, hopefully you heard that. So,
okay.
The next one is from Daniel. Daniel asks about job opportunities.
Okay.
That's all he said.
All right, let me take a breath here, turn the ball. Daniel wants to know about employment opportunities. Daniel, I see some things happening in the construction area. If you would look towards the construction kind of work, I think you'll find lots of opportunities. Towards the beginning of the year, you may have a series of incidents happen that will shake up that work experience. So be careful you're driving in the wintertime, so on and so forth. Be sure your car is safe, you know, to drive and stuff like that. But before that, there comes this construction type work that you may want to look into. And if you haven't considered that, for the short term at least, if you're looking for money, that's the way to go. Try to get on in hang and drywall, painting, inside painting. If you do concrete work, they still do block work in the wintertime as long as it isn't well below freezing. So definitely look towards the construction area for employment, Daniel.
Okay, and I'll send him a message back.
Okay.
And then our last chatter, I asked Joe, wants to know, that's funny, if the entity crossed over into the light.
Okay. Joe wants to know if the entity crossed over into the light. Where there was once a problem, there is no problem now. And my gut says that I believe it did.
Okay.
Where there was an issue, there isn't anything now. The left half of the ball is all inclusions. The right half is totally clear all the way down through. So that tells me that there's a marked event happened that, yes, he did go on the other side.
Okay.
All right.
Can I send Joe a message?
Okay.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines here.
All right.
Who's here? Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello, caller. This is Siege.
Hello?
Hello, this is Siege. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, it's Adriana.
Hi, Adriana. How are you this evening?
I am good, thank you.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I was just about to announce that I'm going to be on your show next Wednesday night on the 28th of October at 7 o'clock. And we're going to do a little talk about, you wanted to know about crystal ball reading, trance work, scrying, divinations of all kinds. So that's going to be our topic for that evening.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time and I think very informative and interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm too.
I'm so happy
I am
you're going to do it. So thank you for agreeing to be on as my guest.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I am. It's going to be a good evening. And if anybody out there wants to learn about trance work, about crystal gazing, this is the show that you want to check in on. What I'm doing here tonight is just get wet in your whistle a little bit. You want the facts. You're going to have to tune in on next Wednesday night.
Yeah, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. And actually, you know what I was thinking since we're talking about it? I thought perhaps I'd have you read me on the show, and again. So you actually, Gary just read me the other day. It was a very good read. we did get together for that. But he is someone that I go to when I want a reading. So that was good. But since I've seen you the other day and till now, I've actually had an opportunity come up. So that's what I wanted you to look at for me.
Okay.
Well, it would involve my work, whether or not I choose to stay with both jobs that I have, mm-hmm. or maybe leave one, and also the possibility of me moving further away from the city.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm kind of torn.
Take a breath or two here, and I'll see what I see. That sounds very intriguing. Okay, I see you talking to some people. There's going to be a few meetings about that. And may also be a few meetings of your own mind with itself over the subject.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of avenues going straight out and up. There's not much color to it, so it isn't party time, but it is like avenues, that vistas, okay, where all of a sudden you've got a whole bunch of different things that you're doing. You're multitasking. There's nothing bad about it. It's clear all the way down in there until you see all these gyrations, so to speak, these ripples that radiate out from the center of the ball to the upper right-hand quadrant. And it tells me that you're going to have a lot of sticks in the fire. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, you may want to look at, okay, is this opportunity going to be something that I'm going to be able to handle, or is it going to be too much, and I'm not going to get any joy out of it? You see, okay. It may be more money, but there, what kind of stress is involved? What kind of, you know? You mentioned a move in thing. I think that's a possibility. All these different things you have to take into consideration. Is it going to be too much, or are you going to be able to handle it? And that's the internal questions that you're going to ask, and going to ask yourself, and you're going to be talking to other people about the subject too.
Okay. Well, that's for sure.
As a definite, whether you will do this or not, I'd say it's pretty, looking at the ball, it's pretty probable, because it's on your mind. It's central to what's going on in your mind right now. You, like you said, you know, all of a sudden since I last saw you, it came up. And, yes, it is central in your mind, so it's going to be drawn to you. So I think you're going to go through it. Okay. It's just making a wise decision about the whole affair.
Yeah, I worry that my mind will stop me, because it has before.
Right.
But I also worry if I'm making the right decision, because if I was to make this move, I would be giving up one of my jobs and actually working less. And if I did make the move, I could always find, you know, something else to do closer there, to where I would not have to come into town every day. But it is quite a drive to get here, you know, if I keep my employment. And I've been with both of my employers for about 10 years, so I'm pretty loyal. I have a hard time leaving people that I'm loyal to.
Well, you've put so much energy into that. Okay, that it's hard to sort of scratch the record a little bit. You've worn yourself a couple grooves there with your jobs that you're doing now. And it's whether or not you feel up to taking a risk at this time in your life. The risk is the word. You know, it's like, is this something that I want to risk? Is this going to grow corn in the outcome? You know, you have to sort of have foresight and look ahead, have a vision of what things might be like. Okay, down by taking new employment, or, you know, maybe it might be better, you know, if it's still offered in the spring, wait to, you know, till you winter first, and then try it again in the spring. But the way the ball says, it's like it's definite, it's coming on you, because it's central to your thinking right now.
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, you're spot on that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
thank you,
thank you very much.
Yeah, again. I'm looking forward to our show together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to have you read me again on there.
Okay.
at the end of the show. But everything in between, we will discuss all kinds of
information.
I'll have a lot of information for everyone. So
right.
It'll be good.
That's it. We've got a lot to talk about. So.
Yeah, so you guys have a good night. I love you.
All right,
thank you.
We love you too. Blessed be.
Okay. Blessed be.
Nice lady.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Good energy.
Mm-hmm.
She brings a lot to our network, and we really appreciate her and all the time she dedicates to the stuff we do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She's one of a kind, that's for sure.
Yeah. She's a good friend. Good friend.
Yeah, indeed. Okay.
Let's take a quick
Do we have time for another caller, or we need to break?
Yeah,
we've
got a couple callers on queue here, and let's take a quick break and give you time to gather yourself back a little bit, and we shall return.
All right.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege.
I'm here. I'm ready for your next caller.
Ready? Here we go.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Well, hi. It's Moni.
Hi, Moni.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I love your show.
Thank you.
It's awesome. Thank you very
much. What can I do for you tonight? What's your question?
Oh, great. Oh, there'd be a lot, but I'll just make it simple.
Okay.
I'm not sure I really even have to ask. I think you might know already a couple things. But I would like to know, as far as my movement forward in business, where I'm going to be at, is it the area I'm in now?
Okay.
And will that be lucrative and helping with things and people and networking and all that good stuff with everyone? And also in the love life area, you know.
Okay.
Where that can take me.
Hang on 1 second here. Let me take a breath. It's
Yeah, I would say you're going to need one with me. It's all good. It's just a little bananas.
Lonnie, I'll tell you what. Like one of the previous callers, the ball is filled up completely. Okay, so there's lots of different things and activities coming up for you.
Awesome.
As I turn the ball and I'm looking down through there, it's just a hodgepodge of different types of dimensions and color and inclusions, and it just goes back into the ball forever. And what that tells me is there's just a lot of activity coming up for you. So I would say the world is your oyster. How bad do you want it? And it's like it's all there for you. You have to just think it a lot to get it to manifest for you. Pull it toward, attract yourself to it and it to you, whatever it is you want. Now, you mentioned lovers, and there's two. Okay, there's two opportunities coming out ahead of you. You got your eye on the prize, but all of a sudden you get a split, and you're going in two different directions with two different people. Okay, so be aware of that coming up. There's also your eye on business, and I got a feeling, my gut says that at least one of these two people is involved in the business that you want to get into, or expand.
Right.
I see you talking to a man, and the man is almost like he's being pushed along from past experiences. It's almost like he's following you,
okay?
Is there someone in your past that's kind of been a burden to you and a hassle that he keeps hanging around, coming back and leaving, coming back and leaving?
Yes.
Is there someone like that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. You're going to have to probably make some kind of a gesture to break that tie. And then once you turn, then like I said, there's two opportunities here, and they're mixed with business. So it is a matter of at least one of these people is involved in business and love aspect coming up for you. But this person that keeps coming, doing this little dance with you, you're going to have to turn and say, hit the road.
Okay.
Because that's baggage. That's something you don't need. It doesn't serve you anymore. It's time to let that go once and for all.
Okay.
That's what I see there, Lloyd.
So all good. And
yes.
One more simple little question.
Okay.
Is there a movement with sharing a home with this person?
No.
Okay.
The one vows of past?
No, the new one.
No. Okay, coming up? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there's an opportunity.
Really?
There's opportunities there.
That's awesome. And then with the business and the network of people and all the wonderful holistic people that are around me right now, I just so love it. And your co-host there, Iggy, is just amazing. So
yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Thank you.
So,
well, I hope that helped you.
Yes, it did.
All right.
It did. And thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Looking good. Good things coming for you.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Have a great show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, Siege, where can people find you?
Most people can find me on shamanwitch.com. That is my website, and it has my list of services on there. It's also a blog site, and I have several articles that I've written and on there, and you can read at your leisure. And also I sell a few products. I also make walking sticks and wands and medallions and things like that, so I have those on there. So that's probably the quickest way. It has all my information, my address, my phone number, everything. And you can contact me through shamanwitch.com or through Facebook. Just look up Gary C. Heron, and you'll find me, and or Shaman Witch, the group, and you'll find me on Facebook, too. So
I'd
be glad to help anybody out there.
Awesome. And here we go. Next call.
Right. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there. What's your
name?
How
are you? My name's
Linda.
I'm great.
And yourself?
I'm okay.
Good.
I'm okay.
What's your name, hon?
My name's Linda, and I'm actually new to your station. I did listen to it a couple weeks ago, and it's pretty cool.
Okay.
So.
Well, welcome.
Moni is actually the one that introduced me. I got to listen to her on there. She's a friend of mine, but I'm really not sure what to ask. Other than me and my sister, we have been thinking about trying to open a business together.
Okay.
She's wanting a bakery, and I'm wanting to open like a gift shop.
Okay.
And I've kind of been stalling on everything, but
mm-hmm.
It is something that I'm thinking about, and I just was wondering how you feel about that.
Okay, let me see what the ball has to say here. Let me take a couple breaths here, and we'll see what it has to say about that. Business with your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see you talking to her about it. You're willing to open and discuss it, okay?
Yeah.
Don't see anything, you know, like in the ball that would obstruct you from this other than just working out the details of it. And that would require understanding each other's goals, your product line, what you're going to do, you know, just getting all the particulars together in one spot so that you can both take a look at the same time in black and white. Now, let me give you a little clue about something, okay? Instead of reaching for goals, you two need to have a strategy.
Yeah.
That's a very important word right there. It's better than goals because goals are sort of like, oh, you know, my goal is to lose 10 pounds after my New Year's resolution. Well, 30 days later, are you still exercising? You see?
Right.
If you had a strategy where you know that if I go here and step by step, like you're playing chess and you map it all out before you get going on your journey, that way you've got like a step by step guide to get you from point A to point B a lot more successful.
Yeah.
Okay. So, with that being said, I don't see anything to hinder you other than just to talk it out with you, and I see you and her talking about it, okay? It's crystal clear, so it's wide open for you. It's wide open for you. It's whether you want it to work together, you can work it out.
Right.
Okay. And only you know, your energy that you both have to commit to that. You would know.
Right.
You know, what her energy's like, what your energy's like, you know, is it going to be enough to make it a go? And you really, realistically, you have to make a business go at least 2 years to fly, you know. So.
Right.
So I hope I've helped you, Linda.
You did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So. Thank you very much. I
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Have a nice evening.
You have a good night.
And thank you. You too.
Bye.
These are nice callers.
Yeah, they're really nice. They're asking sincere questions, not just.
You know, I'll tell you, the more I do the crystal ball readings and get into it and understand the symbolisms and what the ball is trying to tell me, in conjunction with my own intuition and thoughts and impressions that I get from beyond, you know, this is really becoming a nice thing for me to do, and I like doing it. I do it in broad daylight. I don't have to hide. I can do it in dark if you want me to do it in dark, but it's not necessary. And I get a lot of enjoyment, and I think I help people. It's interesting to see how things come out for people.
Absolutely. Ready for next caller?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege.
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you this evening?
I'm not too bad.
Good. How can I help you?
I'm wondering if you can see any kind of financial opportunity for me or anything, what I might be able to do.
All right. Give me a second here to take a couple breaths and slip back in the trance. Okay, Lori, there's some things that are blocking you. I think way out ahead in the last quadrant of the ball, the inclusions get real heavy, okay? But there's this line that goes across the ball sort of diagonal, and that tells me that there's a force that's sort of around you that you're going to have to push on through. And what that is, it's like your lower self, any kind of negativity that you do, negative thinking, so on and so forth, anything that holds you back from expressing your true self, I think that's what your burden is. And once you blast past that, then some things are going to open up for you. But there's some things you got to get right with yourself a little bit. And I'm not trying to put you down. This is just what I'm seeing in the ball. There's a barrier there keeping you from your own prosperity and abundance.
How would it be possible to...
What's that, huh?
How would it be possible to break through it?
Okay. I think what it is writing some things out, writing your negative traits out and getting them all on paper, taking a good hard look at them, and then one by one you're going to have to start chucking them over your shoulder and saying, that's not me anymore. That's not me anymore. Okay, this doesn't apply to me anymore. I don't have to buy into this anymore, so on and so forth. And once you do that, then some things are going to open up for you. But it would take, it's like, kind of like a self-esteem kind of thing, okay? If you don't have good self-esteem, then it's kind of hard to push on through stuff. So it's almost like you have to, it seems, what they're telling me here is it seems like you have to face up to some of your own inner demons and get rid of them. And you don't serve you anymore and get rid of that baggage, and then you're going to move on. It's clear sailing after that. And as far as money goes, there are some green flecks, but they're way down the road. There's some green sparkles, but they're way down the road in that last quadrant of the ball, like I said before. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I hope I helped you, Lori.
All right.
You may have to get tough with yourself now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, and have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, getting tough with ourselves is hard sometimes, you know? We really
it
have
is.
To look ourselves in the mirror.
Yeah, you know, we all do the cha-cha all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I think as human beings, for the majority of human beings, we want to be well, we want to do well, and we have to keep sort of going round and round with our own inner selves, our egos, and keep ourselves in check and keep pulling ourselves back to what we really want to be like in the world, you know. And it's a cha-cha, you know, so because you do good for a while and then you slip back, and then you do well and you slip back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting how life goes like that.
All right. Here goes our next caller.
All right. I'm ready. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
My name is... Hey, I didn't think you were going to take me so quickly. Yeah,
Who are you now?
My name is Naima.
Naima? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you tonight?
Can I get a general reading?
Oh, sure.
Can I have you up on? Thank you.
Can you pronounce your name one more time for me?
Naima.
Naima. Okay.
Naima. Naima.
Right.
Yes.
Let me take a breath or two here and. Okay, Naima, what I'm seeing here is, do you like dragons?
Oh, no, I'm born in a year of the dragon, and I've been kind of, that's been going through my mind a little bit, yeah.
Okay, I see this huge dragon in the ball. He's right in the center in the top upper right-hand quadrant, which is kind of out in front of you. But he's got, like, curled around in the sky, and he's got all this color and everything, and this huge dragon. Mm-hmm. That tells me that there's you're getting lots of wisdom shot at you right now, or getting ready to. You're going into a wealthy type period, ancient type period, where you're going to learn some ancient knowledge and wisdom.
Okay.
Right, dragon energy is great energy, and you say you were born in the year of the dragon?
Yeah, and so I've been kind of, you know, it's been coming in my out of my mind ever since I was, you know, told this.
Yeah, it's really pronounced. So I would say, if I were in your shoes, my intuition, my gut says try to be the dragon lady.
I think I'm already that.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's great power. There's great wisdom. There's great energy there. Okay. And you can control it. Okay. That's the interesting thing about dragon. It's controlled. Doesn't make any sudden moves unless it absolutely has to. Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm seeing for you. I would look up anything and everything about dragons here for a little while and really get into it and immerse yourself. Not that you don't know anything about them already. I'm sure you do. That's what they're showing me here. Beyond that, it's like it's all clear sailing. I see you... a little tearful over some meetings and some goodbyes and stuff like that coming later. But other than that, the ball is clear, hon. It's crystal clear.
Okay.
There's nothing going
Sounds
on.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
So, I kind of like a
Sounds positive. Sad, but positive.
Like the crying thing is
something
like a happy joy kind of bitter sorrow kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the dragon.
It is what it is.
It's there. It's definitely there. Okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. I hope I talk to you
tomorrow. All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's take a 16-second pause and be right back.
All right.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You think you got room for me in that little crystal ball for a general reading?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do,
right.
Maggie. I'm going to take a breath here and see what I can see down in the ball. Okay. What they're showing me is very interesting. In the past here, there's been like a little cloud over your head. Nothing, just little petty vexations. But what they're really showing me is in the center of the ball is this big patch of really super bright light. It's almost like it takes it's quarter size in my ball here. And bright light is a central kind of thing. It's like you're shining inward and outward at the same time. And this cloud thing that's been over you, it's like it's in your past. It's going away, these little vexations and everything. Other than that, the whole ball is crystal clear. There's really not much to say other than you're shining.
Good.
It's kind of like a warrior energy, but it's like ascension kind of thing, if you will. Really glowing as if you were to charge yourself every day with white light, and it builds up and builds up and builds up, and that's where you're at right now. There's some color right over your noggin, right over your crown chakra there. There's a little bit of color going. And you're definitely looking off into the future, and you're going with a, kind of a warrior heart, open heart kind of thing. Nothing out ahead of you really to speak of. It's that whole thing, that whole bright light is just central to the ball, what's happening there all the way around, other than what's past, that little gray area of your head. It's passing away.
Good, good.
So there you are.
Thank you, thank you. I attribute that to being naked sometimes. You know, you just take off your clothes, you just kind of let...
if that's your gig, hey, you know, there you are.
Naked shaman, man.
That's it. Well, you know, we're light beings and everything, you know, and it's like, you know, what if you just shone so bright that nobody noticed if you had clothes on or not? You just brightness, you know?
Yeah. they probably wouldn't notice.
No, they wouldn't. It's like, man, they're blinding me. Tone it down, dude.
That's funny. We have one more caller here.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yeah.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good. What's your name, hon?
Yeah, my name's Brandy.
Randy?
Yes.
Brandy.
Yep.
Brandy. Well, how can I help you tonight? What's your question?
Yeah, I was curious if you had any messages for me about my career, what career I should, direction I should go into.
Okay, all right. Let me take a breath or two here, and we'll see what the ball has to say. Brandy, what I'm looking at here is kind of like a wispy kind of thing going off into the future, but there's a lot of obstacles out ahead of you, a lot of different dimensions going on in the ball. It's almost like there's light streaming towards it. It's almost like you gave yourself these little adventures that are going to happen to you on purpose, okay? It's like you've been given this assignment to do. So there's a lot out ahead of you. There's a lot of things going on. It's about choices. You've got three streams going into the future there, and there's a lot of inclusions in the ball. And what I'm trying to say to you is these three aspects of yourself, it may be body, mind, and spirit, whatever, need to make good choices and need to reflect a lot in order to weave yourself around all the things that you gave yourself to do in this lifetime. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I've always felt there's lots of obstacles in front of me, always.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's just a matter of making good choices. I see a building way back there. It's kind of like an older building. It has kind of arches on the doorways, a couple of the doorways. It's kind of like an arch brick-type building.
Mm-hmm.
I see that, but I don't know what you do there. It's like that's one choice. Another choice would be I can see you going down a road, so you may be traveling. Another choice is travel. And I guess it's whatever, you know, strikes you at the moment. This is going to grow corn. It's going to make me money or whatever. Okay, this is going to make me happy. And then making a wise decision about that choice. And, you know, they're both there for you. It's whether you want to travel or you want to be stable.
Right.
Yeah. My best advice on this is allow the universe to unfold. Just keep it good thoughts in your head. Okay, I have a job. I have a good-paying job. That's all you need to say to yourself over and over again. I have a good-paying job, and then see where the universe light leads you. Okay?
So I chose to have a lot of obstacles, I guess.
Yeah, when you came into this lifetime, you go through waves. And this is like a next wave coming up. It's pretty hefty.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's so true.
And you've given yourself these things to get through, okay? And as you look back on your life, you say, man, that was a wave there. Man, that was a stroke of bad luck or good luck, whatever. There was a wave there, you see, as you look back on your life. And this is the one that you're getting ready to go into here. I don't see anything bad about it. It's just there's a lot to take into consideration.
Yeah, I could tell. Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense because I've been feeling there's going to be some difficulties coming soon. I feel that way too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
take your
you.
Time, pace yourself, and just get some good advice, you know, about things and make good decisions.
All right. Well, I believe this caller coming up may be our last caller. So.
Okay. All right. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Who am I talking to?
My name is Tonetta.
Tonetta? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can I help you tonight? What can I see
the
ball
for
you?
This is the first time I found your show.
Okay.
Well, welcome.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Definitely. I need your help or assistance because I just want peace of mind over the situation that I've been going through for the last 3.5 years.
Well, ask me one question, one general question, and we'll see where it goes here.
Okay. Basically, I would like to know, is Danny going to be moving in and living here in my home anytime soon and us getting back into a relationship?
Okay. Let me take a breath or two here and see what it says. There's a strong possibility of it. I see you talking to a man, okay, and he's kind of argumentative a little bit.
Yes, that's him.
He's talking to you about it, and it's almost like instead of looking at the physicality of the situation, you both have to get to a higher mind kind of thing about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A spiritual mind, if you will, okay, about the whole affair, okay? Yes, we're all going through this physical plane, earth plane that we're on, but there's a plane above that where we understand what divine love is, unconditional love. We understand what, you know, divine mother and father is, so on and so forth, masculine and feminine. And that's where you two have to get to. You have to sort of leave this mundane plane behind out of it and go beyond that to your divine selves. Okay? Now, there's other people around, okay, and they might as well just, you know, keep out of it.
Yeah, he, unfortunately, needs to learn to make a solid commitment here with me because what he does is he's sneaking around and entertaining other people and females and dating and doing stuff all behind my back.
Yeah, there's
and
other
I
people
find...
and they're talking about it, but there's other people involved, definitely. Yeah.
I know we had gotten a big argument, and now he's not even talking to me at all. It's been about a week or two, and I'm just sitting back waiting because I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah. I think if you've extended the arm several times to him, you know, called, left messages, so on and so forth, maybe even sought him out, and he doesn't want to talk to you, then I'd move on. But I definitely see him talking to you about it. It's a matter when you do talk about it, get off the physical and go beyond that and say, hey, you know, Danny, do you want to make a commitment or don't? You need to call him out. Are you going to make a commitment? Are we going to be a spiritual type relationship or what, you know?
And
go beyond this physical drama. And if he's, you know, not willing to do that, then move on. Drop the bags and let it go. Because I see a lot of other people, and they're pushing back and forth, and they're pushing him probably away from you.
You
know what I'm saying? Okay, it's taking up his attention. So seek him out, and if you can't get anything out of him, then just let it go. You know, if he won't talk.
Yeah, I've tried to talk to him. He won't talk to me.
Yeah. It's time to move on then. So, you know, I'd make one last-ditch effort, and if that don't work, move on.
Right.
Okay. Well, I hope I've helped you, Shmika.
Yes, thank you.
All right. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Any closing thoughts, my friend? Anything you want to leave with our listeners and our callers?
I just have one little thing to say to everybody out there. I thank you so much for your attention, your support. I will be back here this time next month. And we'll have another session with Siege here, looking in the crystal ball. And I thank everybody for calling in tonight. And you can catch me at shamanwitch.com, shamanwitch.com. See you all later.
Okay. Have a nice evening, everybody.
Thanks, Iggy.